Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It is the start of a hot weekend with a heat wave over Gauteng, the Limpopo Lowveld, the Limpopo Valley, as well as the Western Bushveld areas of Limpopo. Isolated afternoon showers and thunder showers can be expected over the east of Gauteng, as well as the central and southeastern parts of Limpopo. For Mpumalanga, there is a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the escarpment. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 35, Joburg 33, Mbombela and Polokwane 34, and Emalahleni a high of 32 degrees.
Good morning, Klerko. Traffic lights out on Allendale Road, not working at Mastiff Road. They're also not working on Kloerkop Road at Zierfontein Avenue.
A 23-year-old woman was arrested for allegedly staging her own kidnapping and demanding a ransom from her family. She was found in Soweto yesterday with a man from Mozambique who was allegedly part of the plan. The woman's family initially reported to police that she was kidnapped on the 23rd of January in Randburg. And air passenger transport hit a new record in 2024 as it's passed the level seen before the COVID pandemic dealt a blow to travel. The International Air Transport Association says there were last year 4.89 billion passengers. On average, 83.5% of plane seats were filled in 2024. More news. I'm Khada D'Souza. Stay tuned for more news.
January hits like a ton of bricks, bills are everywhere, and budgets are stretched. That's why Budget Insurance is here with a Budget Bill Blaster competition to lighten the load. Play the online game and you could win a share of 550,000 to tackle some bills. Don't forget, referring a friend gives you a shot at an extra 50,000 rand. Start the year right. Visit bb.budgetinsurance.co.za and take the stress out of January. T's and C's apply. Budget Insurance is a licensed non-life insurer and FSP.
The Reserve Bank projects that South Africa's economic growth could reach 2% by 2027. The bank's governor, Lesetha Kanyaoga, says that's despite recent economic contractions. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee says there is a need for structural reforms to boost investment while maintaining stable domestic policies to address global challenges ahead. Kanyaoga announced a 25 basis point repo rate cut yesterday, bringing the interest rate now to 11%. The price of gold hit a new record yesterday, lifted by uncertainty over the economic policies of US President Donald Trump and the dollar's weakness following a disappointing US growth report. On Asian markets, sentiment was also dampened this morning after Trump confirmed he will bring 25% tariff increases against Canada and Mexico from tomorrow. A dollar this morning at 18 Rand 56, a euro 19 Rand 30, pound 23 Rand 7 cents. Gold at $2,796.68 per fine ounce. Oil at $77.32 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza. Stay tuned for more news in half an hour.
Well, plenty of football last night. 18 matches played in the Europa League. Manchester United booking their place in the last 16 with a 2-0 win over Romanian side FCSB, while troubled Tottenham advance after seeing off Swedish Minnows Augsburg 3-0. Also through Rangers Fenerbahce, Lazio Bilbao, as well as Eintracht Frankfurt, Lyon Olympiacos and Roma. The Joburg Super Kings remain in the hunt for the SA20 playoffs last night with an impressive 7-wicket win over table-topping Paarl Royals at the Wanderers. The Royals had already qualified for next week's playoffs along with my Cape Town, while the Super Kings remain locked in a battle with Sunrisers Eastern Cape and the Pretoria Capitals for the remaining two spots. Well, I went off to Loftus yesterday for the launch of a brand new club rugby tournament. The new 12-team Castle Super League heads into its inaugural season next month, and it serves as a pre-season tournament for non-varsity clubs. Prize money of 500,000 rand will be up for grabs. The Super League kicks off on Saturday, the 15th of February. And Spain's disgraced former football chief, Luis Rubiales, goes on trial on Monday over his forced kiss of star striker Jenny Hermoso, which triggered global outrage. Prosecutors have demanded 2.5 years in prison for Rubiales, 1 year for sexual assault for the forced kiss, and 12 months for coercion.